An infrastructure spending plan introduced by Fresno Mayor Lee Brand would have distributed $12 million, roughly equally among the city's seven council districts. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, it's not sitting well with most of the council members who say they want equity first.
At least four of the seven council members want more of the funds, which come from the state gas tax, invested in South Fresno. It's where historical redlining and underinvestment have resulted in poor neighborhoods without sidewalks or streetlights. Here's Councilmember Luis Chavez at a press conference on Monday.
There's a difference between equal and equity. If I gave everybody a pair of 10-size shoes here, it might work for some, but not for others.
At a press conference the next day, the council's conservative minority accused their opponents of waging class warfare. Councilmember Gary Bredefeld warned of the dangers of a social equity platform.
I think we're going to be seeing issues related to social justice, such as sanctuary cities. I think the whole issue of creating funds for people here illegally is coming back. I think they want to take millions of dollars out of our reserve and put it towards housing.
This argument is the swan song for conservative councilmember Steve Brandow, who will be sworn in as a county supervisor next week. The mayor pulled the plan from this week's city council meeting in a press release saying he plans to meet with council members individually. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.